One second here.
Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Derek?
Yep.
Great, Derek. My name is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Another day in paradise, brother. Thank you for asking. So just to verify real quick, it's a Cherry Capital Handyman. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And I ran a quick scan online for your business. Right now, you don't have much online, right? It's just a Yelp listing. That's about it at this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm on Facebook, too.
Facebook, too. Okay. And I see in the notes your Google business profile got suspended. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't know why. I think it's saying that it needs to be verified, but I have no idea even how to do that.
Okay, got it. Do you know, did they require a video verification, or you're not sure?
No, all I did was fill out the form with all of my details, and then I submitted it, and then suspended it right off the bat. But
really?
Ever since Google changed their Google My Business platform, it's made it a lot more complicated, it seems like.
Oh, big time, man. You know, we have a team that they work on that all day, every day. The advanced verifications, video verifications. Just so you know what happened, there was a lot of like fraud in the locksmith and garage door industry. So they required it for those industries, and then they just blanketed it on every industry, you know? So, hence why it's harder to get verified now, you know?
Yeah.
But our timeline to get it done for you is 7 to 14 days. What we would do is we'd walk you through adding us as manager to your Google business profile. So you still own it. We're just added on as a manager. That way we could get in, see what it needs, and we'll walk you through the process to get you verified.
Okay.
Okay. Not only that, too, so getting verified is part of it. We're also going to have you rank on the first page of Google for 20 different keyword phrases. Our timeline for you to rank on the first page is going to be 45 to 60 days from startup.
Okay.
Okay, so 7 to 14 to be verified, 45 to 60 to rank.
Okay.
I see in the notes, too, you have a domain, but you haven't built a website out yet. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I bought a domain off of GoDaddy or whatever, built the website yet.
Okay, any particular reason why? Just no time, or just curious?
Kind of time and money, I guess.
Okay. So we're going to include a website for you. I'm going to shoot you a text right now with a website in demo mode. We'll use your same domain. We'll just walk you through, just like the Google page, adding us as manager to the domain. So you still own it. We manage it so we can write the content on it for you. What you got to make sure of is you keep renewing the domain. So however long you got it for, just make sure you renew it, obviously. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. What about Facebook? Are you doing ads on there? Or?
Yeah, I'm running ads right now.
You're running your own ads. Okay. How are your results?
I mean, I'm getting views and clicks, but it's not super promising.
Okay.
I've probably had 3,000 views and probably, I don't know, 700 clicks, but I've only ever maybe gotten 6 calls out of that.
Okay, got it. It might not be on you. It might just be the area. Like, some areas thrive on Facebook, social media. Some areas don't in industries.
Right.
So I'll give you the rates if we run your social media ads and without, okay? Our rates are month-to-month, no contracts. It's a set flat rate, too. Without social media ads, so getting the website, the verification, the 20 keyword phrases, and the tracking system through us, that's going to be at $199 a month. Okay?
Okay.
If you wanted us to run social media ads for you, we require at least 100 towards your ad spend, so that would make it at $299 a month.
Okay.
Which is probably less than you're spending now, right? Is what it sounds like.
I'm spending, I don't know, I'm probably spending about $300-$400 a month on just ad running, but that doesn't include being on Google or anything like that, so I'm just trying to maximize my potential on Facebook just because I haven't figured out the whole Google thing yet. They made it a hell of a lot more complicated than they used to.
Ah, for sure, man. And you know what? We got busier because of it. Like, really?
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, it just made it difficult. And getting, like, a customer service rep through Google is, like, super difficult. We pay a lot of money to Google, so we have actually a team dedicated to our company. So if we ever hit, like, any snags or anything, we could go directly to our team to get fast results. But, again, our timeline, and usually it's faster, is 7 to 14 days to get you fully verified.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'd recommend, if you're spending $300 in social media ads right now, we could keep your marketing spend the same at the $299 package, and we could run the social media ads for you. Our social media department's amazing. The goal would be to get, like, more hits, right, than what you're currently getting in terms of phone calls. But, again, social media is dependent off the area and the category. So if you're still not getting those calls, you could always just take the social media ads off, essentially, which would make it $199. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So first thing I'm going to do, Derek, I'm going to have everything sent off to you in writing. What is the best email address for you?
Send it to cherrycapitalhandyman@gmail.com.
Got it. All right, okay, same one on the Facebook. Perfect. All right. First email coming to you now is going to be titled Google and Facebook Marketing. After I activate your account, you're also going to receive from Local Splash Support a welcome email, which will have your login credentials for your dashboard. You'll get your initial invoice, and you'll get an important please add us to your Google Business profile. And I'll walk you through all those, too, once you get them. Just get this first one off. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would definitely need somebody help me figure out how to add you, because as far as I'm looking at it, I don't even know where to start from here, because all I see when I get on there is that it's suspended and I can't do anything.
Yeah, we walk you through it 100%. The same thing with your domain, too. We'll walk you through adding us on to that. We give you step-by-step instructions, but we also have a tech on the line with you just in case you need help, like, navigating to it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, first off, company name, so Cherry Capital Handyman, right? That's how you want it listed?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And let's see, what's the address you tried to verify it at?
1793 Dark Road, Kalkaska, Michigan.
Dark Road. All right. Let me see. 1793 Dark Road, right? Dark, like D-A-R-K?
Yep.
Okay. And what city was that again? Oh, go ahead.
Kalkaska. Dark is spelled D-A-R-K-E, though.
Got it. Okay, that's why I wasn't pulling up for me. Okay, I got it now. Zip code 49646. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And, okay, so that popped up. It's not a P.O. box. You want that address hidden or showing online?
I want it hidden because it's actually, like, my residence.
Okay, perfect. So we'll hide the address. The only thing, when you hide it, we can't submit you to Apple Maps, which people search on Google anyways, but just a heads up on that, okay? So hide address online.
I mean, That's fine, because it's not like an office or anything. I'm just operating out of my house right now.
Yeah, if it's a residential, we always recommend to hide it. That way you don't have random people showing up at your house. I just got to tell you, it won't submit to Apple Maps, you know?
Right.
What is your service radius? How far do you want to target?
I'm only in the service up to 50-mile radius.
Okay, 50-mile radius. Perfect. And I know, okay, so handyman, I know you guys do a lot of different stuff. Is there any specifics you want to target, like painting, drywall, cabinetry? I mean, you tell me.
Yeah, I'd like to target primarily, like, drywall, painting, bathroom remodel, and flooring.
Bathroom remodel and
flooring. Those are all easy jobs, but high paying.
Okay. Got it. In all types of flooring, like vinyl plank, hardwood, laminate, et cetera?
Yep, doesn't matter.
Okay, awesome. Perfect. Okay, I know you said you got a domain through GoDaddy. What's the domain name?
It's CherryCapitalHandyman.com.
CherryCapitalHandyman.com. Okay. And let me just, I know you don't have content on it, but let me just pull it up real fast. Okay, awesome. 6 days old. Okay, so it expires on January 8th, 2026. So you just got to make sure you keep renewing it, okay? So just a heads up on that. Okay. So, perfect. Okay, just for account purposes, Derek, what is your last name?
Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N.
Got it. And Derek, is that with two R's? D-E-R-R-I-C-K?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right. And let's see. Okay, the business, is it currently licensed and insured, or is it, like, registered, or?
Yeah, I have an LLC, so
okay.
It's licensed, and then perfect. On Friday, when I get paid, it'll finally be insured.
Okay, Friday insured, too. Okay, awesome. All right, got the domain. Okay, so next step to this, what I need to do is just secure billing info. I'm going to read a voice verification to you, which just outlines our service agreement, that everything's month-to-month here, no contracts. And then I'm going to schedule your client interview with one of our technicians. This is where they go through all the fun stuff, like keywords, color scheme of your website. They'll walk you through adding us as manager, too, to the Google page, Facebook, and the website as well.
Okay.
Okay. So as far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it Derek Patton on the card, or is there a middle initial, too?
I think it's just Derek Patton, but let me double check.
All right, perfect. I know half of mine have my middle initial, half don't.
Yeah.
Super. I think it's like when you fill it out is how they do it, you know? That's the only thing I came up with.
Yeah, it's just my first and last name, but before I take up too much of your time, I just want to let you know, like, as far as like payment goes, I won't be able to do anything until Friday.
Got it. Okay. So, are you waiting for like a job to clear or something? I'm just curious.
Yeah, that, and I'm currently working like a regular job until my business fully takes off. So basically, most of the funding that is going into this business is coming out of my private check. So it's so new, and I haven't had a whole lot of jobs yet. So Friday is my payday for my job. So I would have to wait until then to give you any money.
Got it. Okay, and just so you know, the $299, the reason it's due day one is we're going to submit that directly to Meta for your advertising, the 100 of it, right? And then we build out your website, we pay Google on your behalf, et cetera. You know, so basically Friday is when you need to get this started, correct?
Yeah, if we can do that, if you can't work with me, I understand, but Friday is like the day we could start it.
Yeah, what I could do is I could post-date it for Friday. So basically, everything would activate Friday. Your client interview wouldn't be till Friday, though, either, because we have to process payment prior to the interview. Does that
Make sense? That's fine.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so give me a second here. I'm going to schedule your client interview first. So I know you have a full-time gig. What time typically works for you for a client interview? We block off an hour. It'd be good too if you're like able to like go to your Google page and your domain, et cetera, so they can walk you through adding us. Like, what time would work for you on Friday?
Noon would work good for me.
Okay, perfect. All right, so give me a second here.
You're partnered with Google, right?
We are, yes, sir. Our company's Local Splash. We've been in business 20 years. We're a Google Premier partner. I've been here 7.5 years, so I'll be your account lead on this. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I was just talking to somebody, I think, yesterday, and that was with Meta 360. I don't know if it has anything to do with you guys, but they said that they are partnered with Google, too.
Okay, so in the email I sent you, it has our badge, right? Which, if you click on that takes you directly to Google's website. I can send you a link to it now if you want. But that verifies like the partnership. Sometimes companies like I don't know Meta 360. I've never heard of that company, so they might be like a partner that I just don't know about. But you want to see that badge in order to verify it.
Okay.
Here, let me shoot you ours. Give me a second. It's in the email, but I know we have a link we could send via website to, or via text message. I mean.
Well, I mean, if you guys have been in business for 20 years, obviously you're legitimate, so.
Oh, yeah, man. And our CEO, like, he's super hands-on. Like, he's always trying to make our product better. One of our newest features, we even offer an app now for our program. I'll send you, like, a YouTube video of how to use that app, too.
Okay.
Yeah, but you'll be in good hands with us, is what I'm saying. So I sent you the link for the partnership, like where you could click it to verify, and then I'm also sending you my direct line and extension too, okay? Just give me one sec. What happened with the Meta 360 company? So you're not moving forward with them, correct?
Not currently, no.
Okay.
I told them the same thing. I couldn't do anything until Friday, but I think I'd rather work with you guys by the sounds of it.
Awesome. Yeah, it's... I can't speak on them because I don't know who they are, you know, but I know our company, we do really, really good work. You know, you could even look us up, like, our reviews. We have a 4.2 rating on Google with over 1,000 reviews, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we even show on the first page of Google for what we do, local SEO services, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So
that link you sent me straight to your local Splash website.
Oh, did it? Hold on. Give me a second here.
Yeah.
They have, like, a million, like, pre-made texts, you know?
Yeah.
Google. It should be, I think you clicked on the first link, so it'll be the, please click the following link to confirm our status as a Google partner, and then it should take you, when you click on that, it should take you to Google's site. It'll say partnerdirectory.withgoogle.com. And then it has / partners and then our partnership number. And then it has I see what you're saying. It has a visit website too. So if you click on the visit website, that takes you directly to our site.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I did. Okay.
Got you. So prior to that though, that's on Google's partner directory.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing it now. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, so let me schedule, you said 12 o'clock, right? On Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, 12 will work.
So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It'll say local splash, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English, okay?
Okay.
1 hour before the appointment on Friday, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's coming, okay? And they're going to call you from our 877 number. That's the same number that I texted you. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. If I am on the phone, they'll call on their own to make sure we don't, like, miss the appointment, okay?
Do you guys do Zoom calls or just over the phone like we are now?
We do over the phone. We do have departments that do Zoom calls. So one of our biggest clients is Extra Space Storage, and we work with like Vivint too. So we have like a department that works with like multiple location accounts. They work off of like Zoom calls and stuff. My department though, and like the tech team, for like, you know, on single locations, it's typically via phone call.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. So I'm going to schedule. So we're going to post-date this for Friday, right? That works for you?
Yep.
Okay.
That works.
All right. So what I'm going to do, I still secure billing. The billing, it will process at 10 a.m. on Friday. Is that going to work for you, or do you need me to set it for a different time on Friday?
Yeah, that should work.
10 a.m. works. Okay. Awesome. Okay, and again, the card won't be charged right now. What I'm doing is just setting a post date for Friday, so it'll automatically bill 10 a.m. in the morning. the card you're going to be using, is it going to be the same billing address, the 1793 Dark Road?
No, I think I have a different. I think I have a different address on my card.
Okay. I'm ready for that address when you are. You might want to check it too, because when it bill, we use a TrustWave certification. So if it's the wrong address, it'll decline. You know.
Yeah, it's I think the address on my card is 506 East Buchanan Road.
Buchanan Road, right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's Ithaca, Michigan.
Ithaca, Michigan. Okay, so 506, and then it's E, just E for East, right? Buchanan Road,
yep.
Ithaca 48847.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'm just using that for billing. All right.
Where are you guys based out of?
Fountain Valley, California. We're actually right by the fires. We're in between LA and San Diego.
No shit.
Yeah, we're like.
Got them fired.
Man, it's crazy. I'm hearing all kinds of stuff, like, the water supply was, like, drained, like, 2 months ago, and, you know, they have all those conspiracy theory things out there, man, but it's literally happening, like an hour away from where I'm at. I'm in Orange County, and we're, like, I coach high school football down here, too, so the high school practices are still, like, everything's still rolling, but LA, man, it's, like, up in flames by, like, Malibu. Been pretty bad. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
I think I went to California about a year ago, and that's where I flew into was LA. But that's
LAX.
All up in flames right now, huh?
No, so LAX area, that's not right next to Malibu. So that's kind of like central LA.
Okay.
So they're not affected. It's more like the Malibu Palisades area is like where that's all happening, you know? So LAX should still be operating.
Well, it won't take very long for that fire to take a hold of everything else if it decides to.
Right, exactly. And what's been crazy too is we have something called Santa Ana winds down here. All it is like the winds like start blowing really hard essentially, and the same time the fires happen, we had those winds. So that's like what spread it, you know. And then, to boot, they cut our water supply, like, all kinds of crazy stuff, man. So, they're working on it, but it's crazy, you know?
Yeah, didn't they send firefighters or planes from, Canada to come down and help?
I don't know about that. But it makes sense, though, hopefully. I heard, though, they had the firefighters go down there, and they connected to the water sources, and there wasn't enough water coming out, you know, because the water supply was like drained 2 months ago or something. So, but I don't know, man. It's been crazy.
California is weird, man. Their process of dealing with things is not exactly up to par, if you ask me.
Super weird, man. But it's like, so me and my wife thought about like moving, right? And our son's in high school. I coach high school football down here. All of our families down here and stuff, so it's like, because we feel the same way, like California deals with things very weird, you know, but it's like moving, man, it's not just like a split decision thing, you know, like, but
the hell
one day,
you, I'd get out of there.
Yeah,
it seems like
right,
California
right.
is always on fire.
Right. And you know, they say, like, we have earthquakes and stuff too. When the earthquakes happen, you don't even feel them, like, you know. It's like whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of feels like this fire thing. Like we know it's big, but it's like out here in Orange County, it's not really affecting us completely. You know?
Right.
Yeah. It's nuts, man. All right. So billing. All right. So I got the billing address. The card, is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are, brother.
It's gonna be 5507.
Okay.
4300.
Okay.
0270.
Okay.
3102.
All right. Expiration?
1126.
All right. And the CVV code?
047.
All right. Perfect. So what I'm doing, it's not being charged. I'm coding out the card. Already assigned the package to our tech team. The payment is going to process on Friday, so the 17th. It'll be at 10 a.m., so it'll automatically bill. I'm going to read a quick voice verification to you right now. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cherry Capital Handyman.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Derek and owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yep.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Right.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on Friday, that's January 17th, 2025, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue. Go ahead.
Is there any way we can do the $199 instead of the $299 right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Give me one second, brother. Let me just, I just got to switch your package around. Any particular reason why?
I just have a lot of other bills coming out this week, and I want to make sure that I'm not shorting myself.
Got you. Okay, so we're just going to take the social media ads off, yeah?
Yeah, for now, and then when I have the extra money, we'll add that back in.
Okay, yeah. I'll be your account lead, too, so you can always add it with me. Give me one quick sec. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I had that set right. So it'll be $199 a month now for the pro package, and that's going to be billed on the 17th of each month, okay? You can discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Now I can stop sounding like a robot, you know? All right, so I'm going to shoot you a few emails. You're going to get a welcome to Local Splash email. On there, it'll have your username and password for your dashboard. Now, that's going to automatically be sent to you on Friday again at 10 a.m. Okay, so I'm just manually sending it right now, but it'll auto-trigger on Friday, okay? So just a heads up on that. Okay. And I'm also going to send you, no need to do it. I would wait until you're active and your client interview on Friday. But just so you can see what it looks like, I'm going to send you the email on adding us to your Google business profile. And I'm going to send you the email on adding us to your domain as well, okay?
Okay.
But again, I wouldn't do it till Friday, because just wait till you're active and they'll walk you through it, you know? I'm just like sending it so you can kind of see what you would have to do, okay? All right.
Okay.
So there is the Google business profile. Let me see the – hold on. Let me find the domain. Oh, perfect. It has GoDaddy instructions, too, on the domain. So it's perfect.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so that's all set. A few more questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference normally. Do you prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages from us?
Phone calls.
All right, phone calls. Perfect. Okay. And
I don't like
to
do business without being personal.
Right. And I have everything else. You don't want payment integration on your website, right?
What is that exactly?
That's where, like, people can pay you on the site.
No, probably not.
Okay.
I mean, eventually maybe, but I don't think right off the top, no.
Yeah, usually your industry doesn't offer that, but it was on here, so I was like, might as well ask, you know? Okay, and then the app, they'll get downloaded for you after the client interview. Now, I know you already sent over those photos or whatnot for the verification. I'm going to also send you another email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. That way you could get a jump on it. But again, just wait till Friday after you're active, okay?
Okay, what kind of pictures do they need for the verification?
I'll tell you right now. So on there, it'll say tools and or equipment, work vehicle, business license insurance, business card, business registration, yada, yada, yada. Now, you don't have to submit all of it. All you do is submit what you have. Anything you don't have, just skip it.
Okay.
Okay. And again, just ignore it until Friday. They'll walk you through that whole process. I just want you to, like, be able to see it. So you kind of have everything lined up by Friday just to make it smooth sailing, you know?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. All right, brother. Any questions for me right now?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
You're going to be the one that's calling me on Friday?
Yeah, so Friday, your client interview is scheduled at 12 o'clock. So that's going to come from our 877 number. I'm your account lead, so as long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first and introduce you to the technician. If I am on the phone, though, they'll call on their own. So just save our number in your phone after you get off the phone with me. It's that 877 number that I texted you, so you know it's us.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, what's your name again, just so I can make sure I have it right?
Daniel Nelson.
Daniel Nelson. All right, sounds good.
Okay. All right, brother. Congratulations, man. I look forward to being your account lead on this. If you ever have questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Okay?
Yeah, I definitely will. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Talk to you very soon.
Yep.
All right,
you
bye.
Too, bye.